Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm just kind of seeing if I have other options for my delivery that was never delivered today.
Okay. So you calling to reschedule or I don't
Well, I'm
understand
kind of
what.
trying to get an update. I'm trying to get an update, and I'm trying to find out what other options I might have if another delivery is available or what.
All right, give me one moment
'Cause I
to
haven't.
get the go ahead.
Oh, 'cause I just haven't received any communication, so I'm just kind of confused sitting in the dark here.
Okay, give me one moment to get the order generated and I'll be glad to look into that for you.
Okay. Nella, hush. Nella.
All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute to generate by the phone number.
Well, it wouldn't be under my phone number. It's under my mom's phone number.
Okay. Oh, do you have the order number by any chance?
Yes. Give me one moment. Let's see here. Order number. Where are you? I have a return order number. Would that work?
No, ma'am. What's the number associated with the order?
307-871-2083. Because I'm re they're picking they're supposed to be picking up my damaged microwave and delivering a new microwave.
Okay, and you said that number was 310.
No, 307.
Okay, 307. I have the number again.
307-871-2083.
Okay, because it was not, it didn't generate an order on the delivery side, so let me check on the install side. All right, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. Could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Melissa Britton, 23003 East Ontario Drive, number 103, Aurora, Colorado, 80016.
All right, thanks for verifying that. And I have a Best Buy. It's a uninstall scheduled today between 1 and 3.
That was the original plan, yes.
Okay. All right, just going over the notes here. All right, so it has been confirmed. They did reach out to the technician's office, and it's notated here as of 3:01 today that a technician will be calling you, and the install will take place today.
Yeah, that was 3:01. I've called back two other times, and each time they tell the technician was supposed to call to let me know, and they haven't called. And, like, I guess I'm – what time are they coming? Well, I mean, I took a whole day off of work for this, and this has been nothing but a headache at this point.
All right, ma'am, hold for one moment. I could send another email over to the technician for you. Hold for one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. I have the email sent over to the technician to contact you with an ETA. Is there anything else I could assist with today?
I mean, is there, like, an area supervisor I can call or something? Because, like, this, I mean, this is not, again, like, no, it's not your fault, but I took a whole day off of work for this. I haven't left my house because I'm thinking, oh, they'll show up any minute. And, like, I guess I just don't understand why I haven't received any type of communication.
Okay.
I guess my question is there someone local I can call? Because I feel like you guys aren't local, which isn't your fault, but...
No, ma'am, we're not local. And again, I have the account notated and I have the email sent over to the technician to request to contact you with an ETA.
But there's no, like, area supervisor I can contact?
No, it's not. Did you want to be just transferred over to the service provider?
Who is that? Is that
the technician's office? No.
Oh yeah, I'll talk to the technician's office.
Okay. Anything else I could help with today?
Is there like a reference number or anything that I should give them?
No, you could just give them your name and just give them the name and the address. They'll have it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Nixfield and have a good day. Transferring you now.
Okay.